you guys, movie review time once again. Here's one for all the gore hounds out there. Okay, so this is a movie that I heard a lot of buzz about starting probably like back around autumn of 2021 when it made its international debut at some film festival. I think it was in Sweden or Switzerland or somewhere like that. And immediately a lot of people in the horror community started talking about it, mostly because everybody's saying this is an absolute bloodbath. And I was kind of like, oh, I'm intrigued. Okay, so finally, a little, probably like a week or two ago, Shudder added it. Might be on Amazon Prime too, I'm not entirely sure about that. But Shudder has it for sure, at least in the US. And I was very excited to finally watch it. And I will say that just as advertised, this is gory, violent, and depraved. Just like any horror fan could ever want. So it does have a trigger warning at the beginning for extreme gore and stuff like that, and they're not kidding. So if you're real not into gore, it's not so much, you know, like I said, it's not so much stuff that grosses me out, like poop and vomit and stuff like that. It's mostly just real gory and violent. But if that kind of stuff bothers you, then absolutely avoid this, because it's, as I said, it's a fucking bloodbath. But actually, I rather loved it. So this movie is called The Sadness, and it's a Taiwanese film in Mandarin Chinese. But it was actually written and directed by a Canadian named Rob Jabaz. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. He's lived in Taiwan for some time, as per my understanding. And this is actually his feature-length debut. Now, this movie isn't an exact or a direct adaptation of the Crossed comic book by Garth Ennis and Jason Burroughs, but it is very, very heavily influenced by it. Now, I have seen some reviews that are calling this a zombie film, sort of, but it's not quite. It's more an infection horror. It's kind of like 28 Days Later, Rage Virus type of thing, or like George Romero's The Crazies, which I think was remade, several years ago. But that type of thing, where it's a disease that moves from person to person and makes them act like all fucking crazy and stuff. So, and just like those two movies, other than being this is like really sick and bloody, and it's really entertaining, but it also has, and I don't want to lean too hard into this, but it does have some kind of things to say about the way that the world has been reacting at large to the COVID-19 pandemic. So there's like a couple little digs in there. But as I said, it's mostly just like a survival, like an action survival type of thing with just like fucking copious amounts of blood and gore and all kind of like fucked up shit going on. So at the beginning of the movie, we're introduced to a very sweet young couple named Jim and Kat. Now, they wake up one morning, everything is idyllic, you know what I mean? And then they have a little bit of an argument because I guess Kat had taken a week off work, which is really hard for her to get, and they were supposed to go on vacation the following week, and then Jim's like, oh, I forgot, I have a job next week, I'm on a movie set and I can't go. And so she gets, understandably, like a little pissed off about it, but you know, he apologizes, they sort of make up and everything like that. It's all very lovey-dovey, very standard couple stuff. This is only like the first couple minutes of the movie. But while all this is going on, there's kind of insidious news intruding on all of this domestic bliss, if you wish. Jim is out on the balcony and, you know, he's kind of talking to his neighbor and shit like that. But then he looks across and he sees this creepy looking old woman that appears to have blood like all the way down the front of her nightgown. And she's just like kind of standing on the roof of like a building like across the way. And he's just like, okay, huh, that's a little weird. And then he's watching some videos on YouTube, and there's kind of like a podcast or like, you know, just kind of a YouTube show type of situation where there's a guy who's, there's a doctor that's on there, and he's talking about, hey, there's this new thing called, you know, there's something that's been going on, a pandemic that's been going on called the Alvin virus, which is like a flu, much like COVID-19. But there's this doctor on there that is warning that, you know, there's this potentially deadly new variant that's coming along, and people really need to take it seriously. And like the podcast host is being like, doctor, aren't you just a shill for Big Pharma? You know, it's like that kind of thing. So there's that. So I was like, oh, that hits a little close to home. But yeah, so there's that whole kind of thing going on as well. So yeah, so everything that we've lived through, they're kind of using that as like a jumping off spot for this sort of thing. So, you know, there's, as it goes on, there's kind of like people saying, oh, the virus is a hoax, or it's not a hoax, but it's not as bad as they're saying, or it was deliberately put there to like cull the population, or to like, you know, because it's political, blah, 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 blah. So there's all of that kind of stuff going on, but it's kind of like background noise. And it's like little jokes and digs and stuff like that. Just kind of like, you know, sort of getting into everyone's headspace of like the shit we've been going through for the last 2 years. So there's all that going on, but again, no one's taking it all that seriously. Like, you do see some people go walking around, like, wearing masks and stuff because of this Alvin virus, but apparently no one is taking this potentially new variant of it, which I'll get into, like, what it is. It's actually not like a flu. It's kind of, like, way worse than that, but yeah. So there's some people wearing masks, but not that many. So Jim and Kat, they get on, like, he gets on a scooter and she gets on the back, and I guess he's, like, driving her to the subway station so she can take the subway to work. On the way there, they see this kind of, you're not entirely sure what happened, but there's like a bunch of cop cars like on the side of the road, and they have this guy they're arresting, and he's kind of like over the back of the cop car, and he looks like fucking feral. He's like freaking out, like, ah! And then there's like a body that's underneath a sheet, and there's just like fucking blood everywhere. And so they're looking at it going, huh, that looks fucked up. They can't really tell what happened though, but they're like, well, I guess the police have gotten under control, so they just keep on going to the subway station. So Jim drops off Kat for her to get on the subway, and then he goes back to this cafe where presumably he goes all the time because the guy behind the counter asks him if he wants the usual. He just goes in there for a cup of coffee. Now, it's a crowded cafe, and only a couple minutes later, the woman that he saw on the roof earlier sort of shambles into the thing, and she's looking not real healthy. She looks actually like really, really fucked up and creepy, to be honest. Like the effects they do, like for the people that have the virus, are really good. They're like, their eyes look kind of like bulbous, and they're sort of like almost all black with like just dark red around the edges. And this old woman looks in particular like really gross because her teeth are all kind of fucked up, and she's like making this really horrible like grinning rictus of a face. So yeah, so she comes in there and she's all dirty and barefoot and everything like that. And then she proceeds to barf on one guy, like, on a table, and then he starts apparently, like, getting whatever it is that she's got. And then she takes the guy behind the counter, the guy that works there, and essentially, like, picks up the fryer basket, like, that has all the hot frying oil in it, and, like, throws it on his face. And then his face, like, starts to melt off, and she's, like, pulling all the skin off, and he's, like, screaming. It's pretty nasty, but yeah. So, obviously, Jim is, like, watching this astonished, you know, and in shock, and then he just, you know, and then other people in the cafe, like, start turning on one another, and so he's like, okay, well, obviously, I gotta get the fuck out of here, and he starts running out, and he starts, like, kind of running through the streets, and he starts seeing, like, crazy shit going on, like, some woman, like, jumps off a building and, like, fucking splatters on the ground, and then there's all these people running around with those bulbous like black red eyes, and they're running around like acting crazy. They're all covered with blood and grinning all crazy and shit like that. And he's like, what the fuck is going on here? So he's trying to get in touch with his girlfriend Kat, you know what I mean, so trying to figure out like where she's at. So we find out later on in the movie that this is, they never tell you like definitively, but you're led to believe that this, whatever the Alvin virus was, like the flu or whatever, mutated into this other thing that's kind of more like rabies. Like there's a virologist character later that sort of like explains a little bit of how it happened. And he's like, basically what this rabies virus thing does is it affects the limbic system and essentially like weaves together the portions of the brain that, you know, the part of the brain that's concerned with like sexual attraction and the part that's engaged with violence, and sort of like twists those two things together. So what it does is it makes you equate sex and violence, and it just takes away pretty much all your inhibitions. So any kind of like fucked up fantasies that you might have toward like, you know, rape, torture, mutilation, murder, you just basically do that, and like you can't really stop yourself from doing it. Interestingly, so like I said, it's sort of like the rage virus, but in a different way, because, and in a way this is kind of creepier, because the people, even though they turn into like rapey psychopaths who are like savage animals, they're still lucid and they still retain like some parts of their personality. Like they can still talk and they have still have their memories and their faculties and stuff like that, but they just can't resist the urge to like act out their worst possible like basest impulses. Like they can't, like I think the virologist at one point says it's like, I might as well like ask you to stop blinking. It's like that. Like they know what they're doing is horrific, but they can't stop themselves, and they seem to be like really enjoying it, like really like getting off on it. So there absolutely is like a very large like sexual component to like the fucked up shit that they're doing. So that's what this disease is. So that's what everyone's running around doing. So while Jim is like sort of like running around the city trying to get away from all these fucking crazy people that are suddenly like running around in the streets, Kat, who is still on the subway, is kind of having her own problem. So she's just like sitting there reading a book, minding her own beeswax like you do. And this creepy, perverted, like middle-aged older guy who was sitting next to her, you know, he starts talking, hey, what you reading? And I'm just like, oh God, here we go. I'm like, well, I was reading something else until you fucking started bothering me. Fuck off. But so there's that. But I'm rude. so anyway, so he starts kind of bothering her and she's just like, Jesus Christ. And she tries to be like polite at the beginning, but she's like, look, I'm trying to read. And it's like, I'm really into this book. And, you know, can you please, you know, I just don't really want to talk to you right now. And he's just like, oh, fine. And then he's like, yeah, but then, you know, so, and he just keeps like doing it. And then like, he touches her leg and she's like, look, bro. She's like, I'm going to call the cops. Like, and you know, she's just like, fuck off. And then he gets all mad. Like, can't even talk to people on a train anymore and get accused of sexual harassment. Blah, blah, blah. So there's that kind of shit. And I was like, yeah, okay. Been there. But yeah, so it's that kind of dude. So then more people come on the train and she's kind of like wants to get away from this motherfucker. So this other girl comes on, she's like, hey, take my seat. And she like stands up in the middle and like the old guy gets mad. But then most of the people on the train seem okay. But then there's like one guy on there who has sunglasses on. So you know that like there's some shit going on behind that sunglasses. And indeed, this guy is actually infected. And he just suddenly starts to stab people. He just like starts whoever he can like get his hand on. Because it's a pretty crowded train car. So he just like starts grabbing people and just like stabbing the fucking shit out of them like in their side. And there's just fucking blood going everywhere. It's fucking crazy. So he starts maniacally stabbing people. Then other people start getting infected and also start like stabbing people or start raping people. The perverted old guy also gets infected and he takes his umbrella and like jams it into like the girl that sat where Kat was sitting, like jams it into her eyeballs, basically like takes her eye out. And of course she starts fucking screaming. And so it's just like this whole train car. This is like a great sequence, by the way. The whole train car is just like fucking, just blood everywhere. It's just off. It's just like a fucking, like I said, it's just a fucking orgy of blood and rape and people cutting people's hands off. And it's just, it's crazy. So there's that. So Kat manages to, like, when the train stops at the next station, she kind of scoops up the girl that she gave her seat to, who it turns out her name is Molly, who only has one eye now, and she's like, okay, we gotta get the fuck out of here. So she basically, like, drags her off the train, and they start, like, running through the station. And at that point, like, the old guy is kind of like, oh, I'm gonna rape both these bitches. It's like that kind of shit. So he's like, I'm gonna follow you. So they are kind of, like, running, and the girl, Molly, is sort of injured and she can't really like walk all that good. She's lost a lot of blood and stuff. And so she's kind of like slowing Kat down a little bit, but Kat absolutely will not leave her. So they kind of start trying to get to the hospital. And the old guy is sort of like pursuing them and sort of like, killing whoever gets in his way. He gets an axe like from a fire, a fire thing. Breaks it open and gets an axe. So he's like chasing them. And then when they get to the hospital, you know, then that place gets overrun and all this other kind of stuff. So basically this is kind of like, it's just going back and forth from Kat's situation to Jim's situation and all the shit that they're having to deal with and like seeing all these depravities and like crazy shit going on like in the city while Jim is trying to get to where she is because she loses her phone at some point like during the carnage, and so she has to like take some other guy's phone and he gets pissed off about it and they punch him in the nose and all this other kind of stuff. So Jim is trying to figure out where she is and trying to get to where she is without getting killed, and then she's trying to, you know, help Molly get to the hospital, and then once the hospital gets overrun, she has to, like, get out of there, and it's, like, all this fucking crazy shit going on. So it's basically, like, a very straightforward, very propulsive survival story. And it's not long. It's only about 99 minutes, so it moves along, like, at a pretty good clip. It's not, like, wall-to-wall carnage, but I mean, it's pretty fucking gory. So, as I said, it's even though the story is very simple, you do actually care about the two, central leads, and you really want them to reunite and, not get killed. But the film is basically its greatest strength, I think, is just like the ferocity and the complete lack of sentimentality. Like, absolutely nobody is safe. Like, it doesn't matter if you're a nice person, it doesn't matter. Like, you're either gonna get infected or an infected person is gonna, like, rape and murder you, and it's just fucking horrible. So as I said, this movie does have an extreme horror warning at the beginning for a reason. Like I said, it's not, it's not like a Serbian film or anything like that, but if you are real squeamish about gore, and about like rape and mutilation and stuff like that, then probably give it a pass because it's like pretty. I've seen worse, but it's pretty extreme. So, I mean, there's shit like, somebody's head getting crushed, like with somebody like crushing it with a fire extinguisher like multiple times. Someone's head gets blown up with a grenade. People get beaten with baseball bats. Like a dude gets his nuts like rammed into a pole that has barbed wire on it. Men and women get raped. Let's see, somebody gets raped in their eye socket. Babies get deliberately infected with the virus and then get killed. It's like it's a lot. So, as I said, if you're not real into, and the thing about it too is that I know, like, when I say that sort of litany of violence like that, you're thinking, oh, it's gonna be like some over the top, that it's so over the top that it's like absurd or like ridiculous, like Dead Alive or like Evil Dead or something like that. It's not really like that. I mean, the violence is pretty realistically portrayed, pretty grounded, so it's pretty gross. It's not really trying to be so over the top that it's funny, because, yeah, there is a line where it's like splatstick, you know what I mean? This isn't like that. This is more like realistic. So, yeah, so the violence is a lot more kind of like disturbing than humorous, especially because a lot of it has a sexual component to it, which is like really, really fucked up. But the movie also knows, and I think this is kind of cool, the movie also knows when to show some restraint, because some things that are, some things that happen are more like implied, like by what one of the characters says, or like by the sound effects, something like that. So they don't show everything in its complete and utter, like, bloody, disgusting glory. I mean, they do show a lot, but some things are just kind of like hinted at. And so I think that was like a good, it strikes like a good balance between that. It's not just going like balls to the wall. It knows where to like restrain itself and when to like just show fucking showers of shit. I will note too that, as far as I am aware, the vast majority of the effects in this are practical effects, and it shows. It does look really, really good. Like, especially like the scenes where Jim is like taking his scooter through the streets and there's just like fucking eviscerated bodies like laying everywhere, like intestines and shit like that. I'm sure there is probably some minor CGI, but I couldn't really spot that much of it. Because you know how it went like for a while, like even like real over the top gory films, I kind of feel like every time somebody got hit with an axe or a baseball bat, it was like, hey, CGI blood. This is not like that. This is, it's all, looks like all real blood and all real violence. The practical effects in this look really, really good. So as I said, if you are a gore hound and you just want to see just a real fast paced infection type horror that is just like really fucked up and just gory as all fucking get out, but that also has really good characters in it, like characters that you care about, but it doesn't spend like a lot of time like with character scenes, but it's, they're, you care about them like pretty quickly, like they establish it pretty quickly, but then after that it's basically like just straight up survival horror with like some really great gore set pieces. So if you're into that, this is actually a really, really good film, very entertaining, and it seems like it's gotten up to Shudder, it's gotten like pretty much nothing but gushing praise from like all the horror fans that are on there, just like, fuck yeah, we love it. Yeah, it was really, really good. I was really entertained. So yeah, if you have Shudder, it's on there, at least in the US. I'm not sure about other countries, and it might be on Amazon Prime too. But let me know if you've seen it or if it sounds cool, what you thought about it. And that will do it for this Flickers of Fear. I will see you guys on the next one. Bye.